B-Pod Studios.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. It is the Mike Mussila Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by United Door and Window. See 20% off all windows and doors, no money down. And up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Packers on Thursday. Just a couple days. You know, in a way, that's good. You don't have to think about losing at home to the Lions. You got to turn it right away. You got to get the game plan, absorb all that, focus away from this loss and onto the next game. So Thursday, after a loss like this, is actually good.
And it's really good if those young receivers have to play again. They can't worry about anything. They just got to get right back at it. And I do give them both credit, all the receivers credit, in that they stood tall and answered the questions, and they didn't go shirking that responsibility. And I know we should say that's a basic thing, but we've seen many athletes pout. The whole Temple football team, for example.
You know, talk to me about this Temple thing. What happened again?
So
Temple lost to Buffalo.
And after the game, all of a sudden, no players were available, allegedly because they had to travel. And then later on, the coach revealed, my guys are hurting, and I didn't want to.
So he kept them away from the press?
Kept them away from the press. Yet, they were all available after beating Maryland.
What? The press meeting, like what? One dude was covering them?
Yeah, right.
Like what? They keep them away from
the press? Probably two.
No.
Was there a big throng of press covering
Seriously, there was an increase because of the Maryland win, because Maryland had done to Syracuse the week before. So there was some buzz around Temple possibly winning the conference.
Well, all of a sudden, that makes that Buffalo, Penn State defeat of Buffalo look pretty good, doesn't it?
And the Pitt win, because Pitt goes and beats UCS
and
hasn't lost in forever.
And they used the Philly special
to
win the game and called it the Pitt special.
Yeah, which they shouldn't be allowed
to
do.
Violation.
Yeah,
super,
you can't
violation.
Do that.
And Michigan, you know, you're in good shape. The only negative was all of a sudden Michigan State started scoring. The Knicks are actually okay.
No, Michigan stinks. We now know Michigan stinks, and Harbaugh's on borrowed time. But Michigan will still beat Penn State.
I don't think so.
Penn State got a chance to lose this Friday night.
You're not losing to Maryland.
It's a possibility. Jim in Lebanon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I don't know anybody who called in about this, but if you go back to the beginning of the fourth quarter, it was 27-17 Detroit. Carson Wentz went back to pass. We even left the back in to chip the lineman. Detroit was only rushing three linemen at the time.
Yes.
And they sacked him. And if you look at our line, they were standing around watching him scramble instead of coming to his rescue to help him out. Also, when he was sacked, none of the linemen went to pick him up. I'm a little concerned about that. That's not boding well for his relationship.
Well, I don't know about the picking up thing, because offensive linemen, I don't know if they're in the habit of picking up anybody who gets tackled or a quarterback gets tackled.
When
they had really good coverage. Because they only rushed three, they had a lot of guys covering receivers, and these guys aren't great getting open, so he held on the ball for a while. There's not much an offensive lineman can do. He can't hold a block for 6 seconds.
Well, I mean, we had five linemen, they had three rushing linemen, and we left the back.
Yeah, but three rushing linemen mean you're looking downfield because they're covering all your receivers, so you're trying to find somebody that can break open. So that's why you get the sack.
All right, well, I'm hoping there's nothing there. And also, on these Cowboy fans calling in, all they have to do is look at their schedule. They haven't played anybody yet. So they might want to hold back their enthusiasm a little bit until they start playing some real teams.
Yeah, I got you. I'm not thinking about the Cowboys. Right now, the Cowboys have the leg up on the Eagles. I mean, I'm not going to deny it. Right now, the Cowboys look like they're better than the Eagles. We'll see.
Yes, they do.
All right. Yeah, I'm not one of these guys that goes, hey, you guys stink. If you earned it, then I go, okay, you're playing better than the Eagles right now.
I don't think they've earned it, though.
Well,
Giants with Eli, Washington, the Eagles took care of Washington. They're basically the same way. And Miami, as soon as Dallas beats one team with the pulse, say it. But they haven't beat a single team with a pulse.
I get you.
And as soon as they do, I'll say they look better.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't done it yet.
You're right. Let's go to Bilal in South Philly. What's up, Bilal?
Bilal. Yo, Mike, what's up with you, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man.
Oh, we got a reverb. Hold on a second. Let me put you on hold. Oh, is that a speakerphone? All right. Bilal. Bilal, you got a speakerphone?
Oh, I can take you off. My fault. I'm on my car.
Yeah, take it off.
All right. Let me take you off real quick. My bad. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me? All right. So my thing is this, Mike. I'm not an Aguilar fan. I'm not here to argue with you. But what I'm saying, I just want to know his stats, his career stats, because everybody is destroying this kid. But at the same time, I remember him making clutch catches. I remember him making catches in a Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, he got drops. But the problem that
he can't go with it anymore. That's enough. Enough's enough. Right. He's too inconsistent. He hurts you too much.
Okay, all right, but still, when you get the time, just let me get his stats. But I want to say,
forget his stats. Michael Franco has good stats too, but he's maddening in his inconsistency, and he hurts you. So enough.
All right, okay.
Aguilar can't play.
All right, well then Schwartz can't. He's not a good defensive coordinator. Y'all give him props because he won a Super Bowl. I'm saying he's giving these guys 10 yards to get 5 yards. He's giving them 10 yards to get 3 yards. Like, he's giving too much cushion on these dudes. Like, it don't make no sense.
Let me ask you a question. Do you see a shutdown corner somewhere that can play somebody on the line?
I don't know.
Maybe you see something different than I do.
But still, Mike, listen. These guys, they was back. They needed 10 yards. These guys was lined up behind the yellow stripe in the game. Behind the 10 yards. Like, come on, man. Anybody can go and run an out real quick, get 4 yards. Do the same thing, get another 4 yards. Then next thing you know, they got a first down.
Oh, wow. You call up supporting Aguilar, which you lost my faith right away.
No, I'm not supporting. I'm just saying the defense.
Come on, man, with Aguilar.
The blame is going the wrong way, but you still ain't giving me a stat, though. How many yards he got?
I don't care what his stats are. It's like Michael Franco hit 25 home runs 1 year. Do you have to move on from him? Yes, you have to move on. He's maddening.
Well, all right, so look at
Aguilar is maddening. I've had enough of him. Cisco, Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cisco.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Cisco?
Your show is going on. It's a great show today.
Thanks, buddy.
One quick thing. Reason why the Eagles are playing Sanders, you know, before the draft, Deuce Staley worked him out, was working with him before the draft. That's Deuce Staley's boy. That's why they're using Sanders.
Yeah, all right. Well, guess what? Deuce Staley's wrong.
I'm just answering your question. You don't see what they don't see in Howard, but it's Sanders that they...
I get that part. There's one thing. Right. One thing liking Sanders. It's another guy not giving the ball to another guy because you don't trust him. Okay. And it's clear to me that the coaching staff doesn't trust him. And I don't know why. So, like, they know better than me. I'm not seeing him in practice. I don't see that he may be slow to the hole. They see something in him that they don't trust.
Well, I don't think it's that. I just think Deuce Staley and the rest of the coaching staff have taken Sanders under their wing, and that's their boy. That's what I think.
I agree with you. They like Sanders. They raved about Sanders, but they don't give Howard the ball even after he's successful.
Because they want to push this guy.
The guy fumbled twice, and they still didn't use Howard that much.
He did it at Penn State, but I'm gonna be truthful with you. Sanders was my guy to pick as a running back, but I've been wrong.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't my guy. I saw him every game. This is an underplayed part of this game. The Eagles in the third quarter score to make it 20-17, which now necessitates that the defense gets you the ball back. You've got momentum. Here's your chance at home to take control of the game. The Lions go right down the field and score a touchdown. Right down the field. And they converted 2 third downs in that drive.
3rd and 11 and a 3rd and 8.
Yep.
Bad.
No, it was a 3rd and 4. The first one was a 3rd and 4. And then, that was the only 3rd down, actually.
Oh, they had
big second down plays. They had a 10-yard second down completion, which gave them a 1st down. They had, there was a false start penalty, and then he got it to Amendola.
On the side.
For 22.
That was a great catch
by him.
Yes,
it was.
And that was another thing that bothered me. How come no Eagle made a catch like that? That guy climbed the ladder for that pass and got his feet in bounds.
He's a wily veteran.
Right, but Aguilar thinks he's a 1A. When you make a catch like that, or Ertz make a catch like that, because that wasn't a great, a perfect throw, and he went and caught it, went and grabbed it. The Eagles don't have any guys that do that.
Aguilar needs to go down to AAA. Triple A player.
Yeah.
Let's go, Ian in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Mike, it's funny you brought up that Amendola play, because that's exactly what I was thinking when that happened. We just don't have any players like that on the field right now. Yo, but let me tell you, no bar rescue is going to help out the Deauville. this just in.
No, it just got purchased. It just got purchased by a new guy.
Well, I gotta
say, the new guy has now solicited the help of the Bar Rescue production team, is what I've been told.
It needs a little help, but I gotta say, it's actually has a lot of potential.
And because it's right on the water. So yes. If you build out to the water and combine that sandbar that they have over there, you can do something with it.
Did you go to Mildred's this year, Mike?
No.
No? That's the last year.
Yeah, they closed up.
Yo, let me tell you, though, before I get into the sports stuff, have you ever done a bay float, Mike?
A what?
A bay float.
No.
A bay float is when you leave. A bay float is when you leave from the boat dock just south of the Deauville, and you float on a boogie board with the tide all the way down to the Deauville while people in $100,000 boats are riding by.
Yeah, I've never done that. I had a wave runner I used to take down there too.
It's a little lowbrow
from bar to bar.
It's fun, but no. Let me read to you because I've been listening to the show a little bit. Mike's keys to the victory this upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
It says maybe they change something up and maybe
simplify it. Run the ball, get a ground game, control the clock, do something completely different than what they've been doing.
Yeah, they really
keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands. You know, the typical stuff that you would think would help them win.
But, you know, any of these, I got just like two more points. Any of the Wentz haters, I mean, this guy played a great game. I mean, he's dropping it in the basket. He's giving them opportunities, not just to make the play, to make amazing plays. I mean, those seven drops were killers. Anybody supporting Aguilar, it's not even necessarily his drops. Those two fumbles were killers. The guy, Will, who had this best call ever, I got to say, he brought up a good point. I mean, like, you can't that kickoff and the fumbles. We would have won that game, period, as we should have won.
I love it. Well, if it wasn't for the kickoff return for 100 yards for a touchdown, and it wasn't for the fumbles, we would have won the game. Well, of course. That's part of the game. That defines whether you're good or not. Tebow, Wilmington. Tebow, what's up, Tebow?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on?
Listen, I was a running back over in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I played...
Did you play for Florida, too?
No, I didn't play for Florida.
You didn't play for the Gators?
No.
All right, Tebow. All right, Tebow, go ahead.
I didn't play for the Gators, but I did play with a guy named Billy Hunter, who was NBA Players Association rep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he played at Syracuse and then had a cup of coffee at Miami and Washington.
Billy Hunter was a football player?
Oh, yeah, and a real good one.
Billy Hunter, the former NBA Players Association director, remember him, Tyron?
Yeah, he played for Delaware Township.
Well, how about that?
Delaware Township is now Cherry Hill West.
Okay. Oh, what's your,
I was in the same backfield. I did all the dirty work for him.
Oh, good for you. And what's your assessment of the Eagles running backs here, Tebow?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know I watched the Lions game, and you saw these DBs coming up and filling those gaps.
Uh-huh.
And they need somebody doing some blocking, you know, doing some dirty work up front in the gaps.
Are you suggesting they should use a fullback, a lead fullback, and go I formation?
I was a fullback, yes, sir.
So let's bring back the. Are you suggesting we go back to the I formation?
Well, no. I think you could put a guy in there. You know, you can have two guys in the backfield.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore because it's a passing league. So you're taking a guy that would normally be split.
Well, if you're going to run the ball, you know, you got guys.
Yeah, nobody really has the two backs anymore, Tebow.
Well, you know, you got somebody's got to block somebody.
Yeah, I get it. But the offensive line is supposed to handle that primarily.
Yeah, but the offensive line isn't that quick to hold back the D-backs.
All right. That's who was the last fullback they had, Tyron?
It's been a while.
Philly Hunter, maybe.
It's been a long time, but he was a former fullback.
Yeah, he was former blocking fullback.
And really, really wants the Eagles to now have one.
Yeah.
Because he enjoyed the position.
Already H-back? Bring the H-back back.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm sure there's some typewriter sales.
Let's go pistol formation.
Now, the pistol you could do some things with still. Open things up with your single back. You could do some stuff in the pistol.
Kingsbury.
I can do the pistol, but I cannot do a fullback in the modern NFL.
Yeah, Kevin, what's his name, was the fullback? Kevin, he had ALS?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Kevin Turner.
Went bad for him.
Really nice guy.
Super nice guy.
He was really nice guy. We had him on the Ricky Waters show.
I remember, and that guy took a lot of pride in taking those hits.
He was Ricky's blocker.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Andrew Voorhees. Andrew, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
What up, Mike?
What's up, Andrew?
So I got a quick point here. By the way, Michael Crabtree just got released by the Cardinals. So I was thinking maybe we could pick him up. I mean, he's an option at this point. Depends how long D-Jax is out for. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's got left, Crabtree, at this point.
And
I guess it's better than what they have.
Yeah, and then Jim Schwartz, man, like, I'm done. I can't deal with him. He doesn't blitz.
Oh, he blitzed last week.
He blitzed last week, but I mean, I don't know how much longer he's going to do that for. I don't know. I just don't like him. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, listen, do you like the way the defensive line is playing? Like, you know, somewhere along the line, players that you count on have to come through. They don't have a sack yet. Now, is that Jim Schwartz's fault?
I mean, we're rushing three.
You're not rushing three.
Well,
they're rushing three. They're not a 3-4.
I don't know. It looked like it yesterday when I was watching the game. It looked like we're running a 3-4 most of the time.
Bro, I don't know what your TV is showing. They're a 4-3 defense. Come on, man. Let's get a Sean of Germantown. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
All right, how you doing,
Mike? What's up, Sean?
All right, brother. I wanted to talk about Jim Schwartz, too, man. I'm kind of burnt out on him, too. We go from blitzing, you send in a zero blitz, but you don't trust your corners to play man coverage. So that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, same way you just said, do we have any press corners? But if we ain't had press corners, then why would you want to zero blitz?
See, here's the thing about Eagle fans. Like, as soon as one of those guys gets beat and they're in press coverage, you're going to be bitching and moaning. Oh, why do you have those kind of guys in press coverage? They get beat off the line. Sure, shooting, that's what you would say, right? Am I right? Fans want to have it both ways. They go, oh, man, he's not aggressive enough. He's too aggressive. He can't win.
I agree with that, though. Especially
now, here's what I agree with. You count on talented players that you think are talented on your front four to get to the quarterback, and they're not getting to the quarterback. Whose fault is it?
The front four.
All right.
In the rotation.
I'd say these guys have to take responsibility right now.
Your scheme comes into that. If you got 3 seconds to throw the ball every down, then your defensive line is ever going to get there.
You're not going to make your cornerbacks any better. The only way you can make them better is your front four has to make them better. They're not great players.
I think it'd go the other way out.
I'm glad you trust guys like Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones, because I don't.
No, I don't trust him that much, but I mean, he had him there for 4 years, so he needs to make up his mind. If he don't think he got press corners, then he needs to go get what he got, what he wants. Same way Doug.
Well, do you think you're trying to get Jalen Ramsey? All of a sudden, there's a snafu in there. Now Jacksonville's playing hardball. I'm sure they're trying to get him. Anthony, Southwest Philly. Anthony, you're on 97.5.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Ant?
I'm calling in regards to the Eagles, Jim Schwartz. Everybody's knocking him, but they're forgetting that we have two guys out on the defensive line. Another thing, I'm not knocking them, but teams do feed off their coach's energy. I don't see a lot of energy coming from Schwartz, but at the same time, he's not the defensive line coach. The players have to earn any money. You know, but they're down a couple guys up front. Cornerback's never been that great. The safeties play great. They have to be more run ball oriented in this league. I think everybody wants to pass the ball. But offensive line, they're mostly pass blocking guys. But a lot of guys are getting beat. She was running for his life, man. So can't happen. It's too early in the season for that to happen, to be running for his life. And also, I blame the conditioning coaches. These guys got to get a shot.
I don't think he was running for his life that much. He only hit five times.
That's enough for him to get
hit. That's not a lot. Five hits.
He don't need to get hit at all with his injury.
Well, you can't. You expect quarterback. You show me a quarterback doesn't get hit once in a game.
He don't need to be getting hit at all. People think he's fragile as it is.
Bro, you're not going to keep any people from hitting a quarterback. There's going to be hits.
I hear that, but
sacks, but hits.
He's scrambling. The last couple, he's been scrambling. He almost threw the ball from his knees the last time.
He was waiting 5 seconds to get somebody open.
You got to protect the offensive line too by getting rid of the ball, running the ball.
My head is spinning.
Ron can't block for 6, 7, 8 seconds. He got to get rid of the ball. He got to let the receivers earn their money, man. Like, here it is, go get it.
Well, he kind of did that. It was 7 drops, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, that's on them, too. But at the same time, they need to get some type of reps during practice when they're not playing during the week.
Yeah, practice doesn't do anything for you. Once you get game action and somebody's going to hit you, it's a completely different mindset. You can catch 1,000 balls off a jugs machine. You get in a game, and right away in your head is somebody's defending it, or you're going to get hit. That's a different mindset. 610-622-0975. Michael Crabtree, only 4 catches this year. 22 yards. He's pretty shot, isn't he?
Yeah, he's shot. You might as well see what Greg Ward can do.
Yeah, he's like in Dez territory, Crabtree.
And he's not fast, so that doesn't replace Deshaun either.
All right, we're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, last 2 possessions, they come up empty. It is Football Monday, and it's brought to you by Brian Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors. Visit nopaybryant.com. What is that?
Yes, that is the website.
Visit nopaybryant.com. No pay? Bryant. No pay Bryant?
Yes.
Nopaybryant.com. For a heating contractor who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this season. All right, time for an update on our Twitter poll. Final numbers. Final poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie?
Thank you, Mike. Over 3,100 votes on today's poll. Have we overvalued how good the Eagles are? 69% say yes, 31% say no.
All right, so we overvalued them. That's not good. Before you get the last few calls in here, Tyrone, I forgot to ask you about the big tryouts for the Blue Coats. Did you attend the tryout?
I ended up not attending due to time constraints.
Well, you didn't attend?
Yeah, due to time constraints. I wanted to go.
Time constraints?
Yeah, but I had promised that I would help out with my alumni day at Pennsauken High School.
Uh-huh.
And the times would have crossed over, and since I had committed to I didn't know what time the tryouts were going to be.
What time were they?
They were from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Well, you could have showed up at 7:30? Got in, try out, and then...
Now you have to stay.
You had to stay?
Yeah. It was a 5-hour commitment. Oh. And I had to go, I had already committed to helping out with alumni.
A lot of people are asking me about the success of the tryout for the Blue Coats.
It would not have been successful, but I would have if it was another day or a different time.
Well, there you go. Everybody was all hopped up. They wanted to find out how you did.
Well, the good thing is, though, Pennsauken High beat Cumberland 33-14 in the football game.
So you had to do the whole day thing with the Pennsauken football game?
I went to the soccer game and talked to people. I went to the soccer game and we won 1-1 tie.
What did you do? Did you boost their spirits?
Wait, no, I didn't talk to the team. I more talked to the people.
Oh, you didn't talk to They didn't no. have you in pregame?
No, no, they
give
don't need
a little
me.
Speech?
They don't need me. And then the football team went out. My guy, he grew up, the head coach grew up the block from me.
Uh-huh.
Coach Tab, he took care of business, 33-14. And they played, what, Cherry Hill East this Friday night under the lights. So, brand new stadium. It was very nice. Not much nicer than when I was there.
Very nice. So, I'm glad you could do that for your school.
It was nice. That's what part of the reason why I'm wearing the shirt today.
You wearing a Pensacola shirt?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Representing.
Your kids representing.
Old high school.
Really
but that's why I didn't try out.
All right. And people are going to be disappointed.
I'm disappointed. In my NBA dream, I could have kept it alive.
You've been passing the ball to Pell in the post.
Yeah, I would have been.
There you go.
Yep, a lot of passing. And a lot of old man defense pulling the shorts and stuff.
He also could have recruited for future club Tyrone members.
Oh yeah,
you actually been playing with your boy Shake Milton once. You know, he gets sent down.
No, he's not.
So
no, don't you do that. Don't you do that.
What's up, Shake? I knew you'd be here. Steve in Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, so I got 2 points: one of the Eagles and one of the Sisters. The Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. So if Jalen Ramsey trade does not work out, I got a trade for you. I think I need you to think about.
Okay.
What about Ndamukong Suh from the Buccaneers? I don't think he's going to cost you much. I think he will do well against Cox. I honestly think Jim Schwartz's defense philosophy is that front four get pressure. And I think if you get Suh, who might just cost you a third round pick, can help your defense out. If you don't get Jalen Ramsey, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know what Suh has left either. He might be one of those guys that's kind of wrung out.
He's bringing good stats in Tampa Bay, man. I'm telling you, and they're not making playoffs, so I'm basically getting them for free at this point.
Well, I don't know. They're not going to count themselves out of the playoffs this early.
They lost to the Giants.
He's 32 years old. I don't know. They need more of an impact end than they need a tackle, I think, at this point, don't they? I mean, you want to get rushes from the end. They're not getting any end rushes. Suh, would you go after Ndamukong Suh?
No. Yeah. Not yet.
Will in Coatesville. Will, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Will.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Will?
Man?
How you doing?
Ty, Natalie, how are you?
They're fantastic.
Listen, man. Everybody is panicking, throwing the Eagles under the bus, man. Mike, my opinion is they like right now an old muscle car. They're missing parts, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Once they get them parts, I'm telling you, we're going to be fine.
The problem is the parts don't have anything to do with their front four.
That's
or their
true,
defensive
Mike,
backs. Mike, that problem is still going to be there.
Down in the preseason, man. They haven't played.
That's three games in. Your defensive line has to do better than no sacks.
Yeah, I agree.
Where is that problem going to be alleviated?
Well, my opinion on that is this, okay? That D-line haven't had enough time to gel, okay? And we know what they can do. We know
time to gel. They got three veteran players. What do you mean time to gel? Brandon Graham's been playing 100 years. Come on, man. Cox has been playing 100 years. What do you mean gel?
Babes
in the woods they threw in there.
They played about two series in the preseason. Come on, man.
They're veteran players. Come on, man. They have the gel. Dick in University City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dick. Yo, Dick.
Hey, Mike.
What's
sorry,
up, man?
Derek.
Go ahead.
Derek, I'm sorry. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a point that I'm sure you've heard about 1,000 times today. Nelson Aguilar. I'm over him. I'm over everything he brings to the table. I get it. You might have made a play or two, you know, for that Super Bowl run. When's enough really going to be enough?
I am the same with you. I am right there with you on this guy. I've had enough. Just like I've had enough of Franco. I've had enough of this dude.
Right. I mean, come on. He was complaining the first week, right, when he didn't get enough touches and he wasn't part of the game.
Yeah, okay, he said he was receiver 1A.
Hey, all right. Uh-huh. And then the Atlanta game, okay, cool. Young opportunity to win the game. And, you know, you crapped the game. Yesterday, you crapped the bet again. I just don't know when enough's going to be enough. And anyone who's going to continue to defend him,
I mean, they're a bit delusional at this point.
There are a lot of defenders of Aguilar, which I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I don't either. He's proven. Listen, he'll make a couple plays. I get it. But then he just turns around and just does the same stupid things. Yep. Like catching the ball, turning around and fumbling it there. I mean, wait, come on. You're a veteran player.
No one touched the needle on that play.
I know. Man. It's ridiculous.
And also, second, I had a question for you in regards to Jalen Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Obviously, considering Aguilar and his poor performance, I don't think the Jaguars would want a player like him. I was wondering, what do you think the perfect trade scenario is? What do we give up to get him if we're still in that?
A 1-3 and Goddard.
Okay, we'll get rid of Goddard then.
Yep. Got to give him something, you know? Okay. They're not going to take Sidney Jones. Why would they take Sidney Jones? Because they're giving you a corner, they would need a young corner. Does he have any value right now? Goddard at least has some value.
No, I think Jones has some value.
You do?
Yeah.
So you think they'd do it for a 1-3 and Jones?
Yeah, probably.
You do?
Yeah, that was the one that Peter King said.
Yeah. I don't think so. All right, let's go. Ryan Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, Mike. This is just unbelievable. It's unsettling. Why don't we start running the I formations?
Let's go with the veer.
And
bring the veer out.
It's just unbelievable. I'm tired of this. I'm standing up for Aguilar, the next man up, because we know we're limited. Has Mike Rowe have taken any kind of responsibility for this?
No, I think this is more of a Doug thing than a Mike Rowe thing.
Why?
Because he calls the plays. He can call any play he wants. He can call any package he wants. That Mike Rowe calling him, it's a Doug Peterson. So Doug's got to read the game.
Well, why is all this like Frank Reich stuff coming out? Like, oh, we need...
Well, I don't know. Maybe Frank Reich have more input on the game plan, and Doug, since Frank's not there, Doug is taking more control of it, and it's inadequate. I don't know what it is. I think Groh is just like one of these, is your coffee still warm, coach, guys.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then on my last point, then, I mean... without an edge rush or anything like this, you know, we're not going to get any sacks. So we really have to strategize a different way then, I guess, in order to.
Yeah, you got to change it up on Thursday. You got to show Green Bay something they may not expect from you, which is maybe you run the ball 30 times plus time. I don't know.
If I could say with this Howard thing, like, really? You're not letting this guy, if you saw the first rush, he mowed. I mean, he ran over.
Yeah, he did. There's something about him they don't like. I can figure it out. But let's go back. Tyrone, let's spring out on the Green Bay Packer defense. Let's bring the power eye formation back. Are you ready for this? You signed Thomas Tepay as the lead fullback. Remember him?
Yeah.
Thomas Tepay. What college?
Oh, I don't remember.
Golden Gophers!
He was?
Yeah. Coming up, sound off right here, 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Well, it's time for sound off. Should be an interesting sound off. Of course, if you got something to say, you hit us up on our Sound of Line, 610-771-9705. Leave us a message. Get it off your chest. You may make it to the big show. Let's rock.
Oh, real fast, people, please don't curse on Sound Off.
Really?
That was part of the problem. Please.
Three curses on Sound Off?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're all heated, but try not to curse, because we can't do anything with that.
You said there is no way we could lose with the Detroit Lions. I'm pretty sure we could lose almost every team in the NFL right now, aside from the Arizona Cardinals and the Miami Dolphins. The defense isn't giving pressure. Their quarterback is just going to tear apart our defense.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any way they could lose to a bad team at home like that, but they did.
All right, Mike, there's a running back from Boston College. I like the kid from Wisconsin. There's a receiver, Bell, at Michigan. What's your draft board look like? Because this season is over.
No way I'm going to a draft board. They're 1-2. Come on, man. They can get back into it. There's a playoff team still. Stop.
It's more than just the injuries to the veteran players. It's the fact that you brought in veteran players, knowing that you needed to have some suitable backups to those veteran players because they are veteran players. When you start bringing in guys that are 29, 30, 31, you know, your backups have to be on point.
Yeah, I understand that. So either you made misjudgments on talent with guys like Mac Hollins or J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, or you're not coaching well enough to give them enough confidence to be able to step in and do a job like it seems like every other team in the NFL can do.
So all the people calling in and all the people on the various forums that are saying, oh, let's get Antonio Brown, it's a pure desperation move. And desperation moves almost never work out. This would be a horrible decision. It would bring so much negative publicity to the team.
What are you worried about that for? You're wasting your time. You're not going to get Antonio Brown, so relax. Why is that an issue? That's not on the table.
Not a single call today.
Come on.
One sack in three games. Twice as many turnovers as takeaways. Dropped passes last week. Dropped passes again yesterday. It's ridiculous. They're going to get blown out Thursday night. And then they're going to be 1-3.
I don't think they're getting blown out. I think they got a chance to win the game. How about that? At Lambeau.
Outright.
How convenient that the refs forget or miss a block in the back, which was blatant, on Detroit's kickoff return touchdown. But then as we're blocking the field goal and running it back for a game-winning touchdown, or at least getting it into a game-tying field goal range, they conveniently see a block in the back.
Refs are all against the man. The refs lost that game for the Eagles. I've said it from the jump.
Here we go, Mike. Deja vu all over again. 2017, he runs the ball 44% of the time. Last year, 34% of the time. This year, I don't even know if it's trending that much already. You've got to look at the head coach when they stumble this early in the year.
They ran how many times yesterday, Tyron?
42% of the time. If you take out Carson's runs, although three of them were designed, so I'm being generous by taking them out. His balance was fine yesterday. It just was.
You know, I don't know if this stat is true. Somebody just sent it to me. From 2017 to now, Eagles are 22-2, running the ball 25 times or more. Well, they ran it more than 25 times yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they ran it 30 times, including Carson, 26 without. So that's 26 times, and they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling in because if anybody dares to try to blame Carson Wentz for this loss yesterday, you're a friggin' idiot. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 drop passes, 3 pass offensive pass interference calls. How's that his fault?
Yeah, I get it. Still, quarterback's got to make a play. There were two series there. They went 0-2 in the series. He had the ball at the 25-yard line. Didn't do anything with it. Got to make a play. I understand guys drop balls. There are a lot of other plays there where they didn't drop balls. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
Survival! We did it. All right, so tomorrow will be a different day. We'll be looking at Green Bay now and turn the page on this game. Stay tuned for the Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook and Devon Gibbons. Those guys are out live at PJ's in Cherry Hill. NBC Sports Philly, stay tuned for Quick Slants. And have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.